Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, 2K ditches its launcher on PC. Is Sony getting back into the handheld game? And Tencent's subsidiary studio raises eyebrows over their obviously Horizon Zero Dawn-inspired survival game. Here's the news for Sunday, 1st of December. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
2K's game launcher is now a thing of the past after they pulled it from all their PC games this week. This means that when you want to play Bioshock or XCOM 2 on either Steam or Epic, you just have to hit play and it loads immediately. In a blog post, the company said the change impacted titles slightly differently. For example, the change will let you enable mods on the Steam Deck for XCOM 2. However, they did say save games shouldn't be impacted and you won't lose access to any of your games as long as you bought them on either Steam or Epic.
Speaking of the Steam Deck, it makes you wonder if this and other handheld PCs were maybe part of the reason with third-party launchers not really playing nice with these now really popular devices. Publisher launchers have been criticized for many years, though, as it adds a couple more unnecessary steps for the player to get into the game and as an avenue to collect more data from players. So everyone else, feel absolutely free to bin your launcher as well. We definitely won't be complaining. The last couple of years have been a revival for the handheld console, and now Sony is supposedly throwing its hat back into the ring. They do technically already have their PlayStation Portal, which is like a local streaming-based device, and they've just opened up a beta to stream from the cloud, but it's been a long time since the PlayStation Vita launched in 2012. Bloomberg has reported that they're apparently working on a new handheld that you can take anywhere, and you'll even be able to play your PS5 games on it.
The same report said the PS Portal was originally supposed to be more like the Valve Steam Deck, and games could be played on it without needing the internet, but for some reason it ended up like the way it is, being a streaming-based console. We've heard rumours about a Sony handheld for a while, and with Nintendo Switch and Steam Deck holding the lead for handhelds, and Microsoft's Phil Spencer confirming Xbox was working on a handheld too, it's only a matter of time before Sony tried again.
Are you a handheld gamer, V?
Am I a handheld gamer? I must admit, I mostly play a lot of games on the Switch. I have a PlayStation, but I don't know, it's just been the Switch. I guess because it's got a lot more games that I play, like Zelda.
Yeah, I've played a lot of Switch since it launched, and I would say 95% of that has been in handheld mode. It's incredibly rare that I dock that thing.
Same.
I'm loving this return to handhelds. Classic driving in the car, waiting for like at nighttime with the street lights, and you get a tiny, every couple seconds, you get a glimpse of your screen. Yes, okay, I'll move a little bit. Classic.
Tencent's subsidiary Polaris Quest announced their game Light of Mortaram as an open-world multiplayer survival game where nature meets machines. But those animal-looking machines look a lot like those in Horizon and Horizon Zero Dawn. The game also has a tribal character with a bow and arrow, which honestly any game can have, but with the rest of the trailer looking like it does, it's making people talk. The only difference seems to be survival elements like resource collecting and base building.
Oh, resource collecting and base building. Incredibly original, additions to any game in 2024. So, I think they're safe because of that. The internet is comparing it to the Power World Pokemon Saga, where everything looked just a bit too similar. And this game definitely has a similar art style and world setting. Right now, there hasn't been a comment from either side. And with Nintendo and the Pokemon Company trying to sue Pocket Pair over Power World, people are wondering if we'll see the same here too. Light of Modaram is planned to be released on PC and mobile next year and will be free to play both solo or with 9 friends. God, that sounds awful. Just what a truly terrible sentence that I've just had to read. Released on PC and mobile, free to play. Anyway.
But with 9 friends.
But you can't. 9 friends sounds nice. It's nice to have to, you know, friendship's fine. I'm fine with friendship. Just free to play, mobile. Anyway. But you can buy its prequels, Horizon Zero Dawn and Forbidden West, on PlayStation and PC now, I guess. So that's something. Good news for you, Baldur's Gate 3 pushers. Now your mates who say, oh, sorry, we're on a different device, have no excuse. The next patch brings in crossplay and cross progression. The patch also brings in a bunch of new subclasses to mix up your next playthrough, one for each of the main classes in the game.
There is also a photo booth mode, which lets you pose with the characters and set up perfect in-game photography with some cute and silly stickers and frames. The new patch will roll out progressively in early January next year, which is a reminder, just a month away. Where did this year go? I don't like that it's December and January so soon. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week. Stick around to the later half of the week because that's where the action is.
Infinity Nikki is the open world dress-up game, a spin-off of the incredibly popular mobile games, coming to mobile and PlayStation on the 5th. If you like cute magical girl adventures, like of course I do, with Breath of the Wild style open world gameplay, amazing. This could be for you.
Marvel Rivals is the free-to-play third-person hero shooter featuring all your spandex-wrapped mates beating the superheroics out of each other. The barrier to entry on this one is pretty low, but I guess we'll see how much it actually costs to play. Find on everything on the 6th.
And the action role-playing Diablo-like Path of Exile 2 launches into early access also on the 6th. Kill baddies from a top-down view, click and explode your foes, you know the deal. This is also free-to-play and purchases are shared between this and the original Path of Exile, which is pretty cool.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
As we approach the end of year festivities and we look back at the games that were, make sure you're locked to Drop Rate, our review podcast, and Lightmap, our interview show. Give them a follow on your favourite podcast player. We've got our big Game of the Year show on Drop Rate and a few more choice chats, including Soundtracks of the Year on Lightmap. Find us on all your favourite podcast players and YouTube.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia at Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Courtney Smith here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. This week, we're playing A Date with Death, a free visual novel where you can flirt dangerously with Death himself. And remember, the Grim Reaper's just a baby girl.
And when he started calling me Sunshine, like it was an unholy noise that came out of my mouth, being like, oh, genuinely like, oh. You make fun of him for being this like broody, dark, I'm a Grim Reaper, I'm so edgy, and I'm gonna capture your soul. And like, you make fun of that. So for him to then turn around and be like, you though, you're Sunshine. I'm like, I can feel myself literally like starting to blush now thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my God.
You can get every episode of Drop Rate for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.